Regina. Once again, Lieutenant Governor Russ Morasty has presented the Junior Citizen of the Year Awards at Government House to four deserving young recipients from across the province. This year, the recipients are Linnea LaFontaine, Sophia Young and Winston Zhao of Regina, and Victor Santos Cardoza of Musumin. The recipients were presented their award by Morasty in front of family, friends and officials in Regina. Among the dignitaries in attendance were Minister of Parks, Culture and Sport Laura Ross, Social Services Minister Jean Makowski, and Regina University NDPMLA Alina Young, among others. Lance, Winston and Victor were there to accept their honors in person. Sophia was unable to attend as she was in Toronto to accept a major scholarship award that evening. Her award was accepted on her behalf by her mother Dr. Stephanie Young. The Junior Citizen Award is an annual recognition established 47 years ago and sponsored by the Saskatchewan Weekly Newspapers Association in partnership with SaskPower and the Office of the Lieutenant Governor. Chris Ashfield, president of SWNA, said the award recognizes excellence in youth throughout the province. And it basically looks at those people who go above and beyond within their communities, whether they're helping with their families or overcoming obstacles, they're doing things for their community. It's just showcasing great kids in the province. Over 180 Saskatchewan youth have been presented with the award since the program began. According to the eligibility criteria, they must reside in Saskatchewan, be between ages 8 to 18, have overcome personal challenges, have a positive lifestyle, be dedicated to community and school, have a strong sense of caring and responsibility, and inspire others. Each of this year's recipients receives a bursary of $3,000 presented by SaskPower. There is a competitive selection process for the award with many applicants. I think what stands out for me every year is not even the recipients, it's all the good stories that we hear, said Ashfield, who said over 100 had been nominated. It's hard to narrow it down every year when you start reading through the nomination process. Everyone is well-deserving, including these four. Here are profiles provided of the four deserving recipients this year. Linnea LaFontaine, 15, of Regina was described as an impressive volunteer who has maintained a 97% average through FlexEd online school. It was noted that during the pandemic, Linnea's father became ill when she was just 12 years old, forcing her family to go on strict lockdown for 2 years. As a way to manage her anxiety, Linnea taught herself crochet animals and blankets and she now crochets an animal each month and gives it to someone to make them feel better. Following the pandemic, Linnea returned to Taekwondo and received her red belt with hopes to earn her black belt next year. Among her volunteer activities, Linnea works with a variety of charitable groups to fight hunger and poverty, helping to provide everything from formula for babies, to science projects for inner-city youth, to dinners for campers at Camp Hope, and 100 lunches for homeless people. She also created a project called More Precious Than Jewels for Regina Transition House and is the youngest member of the nonprofit Passion 2 Action and is helping to plan their youth empowerment conference. Linnea achieved the Duke of Edinburgh International Bronze Award and is currently working towards her Silver Award. She has also received the Queen Elizabeth II Platinum Jubilee Medal. Victor Santos Cardoza, 18, is a Musumin resident but grew up in Honduras. His family settled in Musumin about 10 years ago, but initially had faced deportation when their refugee claim was rejected. The community rallied and a rare ministerial order stayed their deportation. Eventually in 2018, Victor and his family became permanent residents, and in February became Canadian citizens. In grade 10, Victor was elected by the student body as Musumin's first youth town councillor, attending every council meeting and provided helpful input. One of his initiatives was to have high school students help with the annual town cleanup, resulting in 300 students taking part. He is also a member 802 Pipestone Squadron Air Cadets. Sophia Young, 18, has already received 22 academic awards, 8 Dawson Ellert Leadership Awards, and completed 2 University Engineering Mentorships. She has a 99% average at Miller Comprehensive Catholic High School in Regina. One of her projects has been to chair the Miller 4 Nature Permaculture Club to help her community cope with the school's suicide rate. The club grew 200 pounds of produce used in the cafeteria, cooking classes and community fridges. A temporary greenhouse is planned, thanks in part to Sophia's fundraising and club building efforts. Sophia has co-chaired the Regina Energy Transition, helping direct outreach, media coordination and a 200-person lobbying campaign. Her efforts helped result in Regina City Council passing fare-free transit for youth under 13. She is now working to achieve fare-free transit for youth under the age of 18. As a result of her work, Sophia received the YWCA Young Woman of Distinction Award and the 2023 Terry Fox Humanitarian Award. Sophia is also a junior summer camp counselor in educating youth in engineering and science, and the co-founder of the Worthy Purpose Student Action Group, and she is a peer leader with the Regina Open Door Society. Winston Zhao, 17, attends Campbell Collegiate in Regina, whose own personal experience of discrimination inspired an interest in human rights, with memberships in the Social Justice Club and volunteering with the Multicultural Planning Committee to host a week dedicated to celebrating diversity at their school. That committee planned three events, including a fashion show of cultural clothing, a variety show of traditional performances, and a food market. Winston also led an initiative to donate baked goods from retail supermarkets to local community fridges to reduce food waste and help support underprivileged people. He volunteers as tutor with ARRIVE, an organization that has assisted over 300 refugee families. Winston has also been helping a Ukrainian family improve their English and adjust to life in Canada. Winston is also a member of a student-led nonprofit organization called Art for Others, an initiative that creates a safe environment for people to connect through creative expression.